Be present with the breath. And this time, allow yourself to feel the hopefully pleasurable touch of breath as it flows in and out of the body. If you let the breath flow naturally and focus on the sense of the touch of the breath, there is actually a very pleasurable experience. But as we've already said and seen, we are not actually bringing the breath in and out. We are not actually breathing. And I know that if we have obstructions in the breath, or even if we don't, many of us tend to believe that we have to breathe. And when we do yogic pranayama, this sometimes increases our sense that I am breathing. But if you can let yourself just be present to the flow of breath, and notice the place at the end of the exhalation where the breath comes to an end. See if you can just examine with care and reverence, with a recognition that what you are looking at or feeling into is more accurate, is the mysterious source of the breath. So this is a very, let's say, physical way of tuning into that principle. The Spanda principle, which in our most immediate experience is found as the source of breath, as the one who draws the breath into the body and pushes the breath out using the lungs, using the nostrils. Sometimes using our attention, as in many yogic practices, but being itself the mover of the breath. So I'd like to suggest that as we continue see if you can keep some part of your attention on that place at the end of the exhalation, which is empty, which is actually has no bellows in it. It has no physically observable source, but it is this subtle impulsion that when the breath has dissolved into space in front of the body, it actually becomes the source that is drawing the breath back in. Honestly, it's not your lungs that's making that happen. It's not the movement of your lungs. Even though if you consciously expand your lungs, the breath will be able to penetrate more deeply into your body. Nonetheless, the breath is happening on its own through the impulsion of the Spanda Shakti. So just be present to that space. Letting yourself be breathed, you might notice that there are moments of resistance or awkwardness or distraction, which are also part of the experience, so we just let them be there. They're manifestations of the limited I-self, of the egoic self, but they're also manifestations of the divine Spanda, because it is the Spanda which is manifesting as the sense of I, and that is manifesting as the impulse behind the thoughts that come up. And see if you can notice as you let yourself be breathed that within that experience you can feel pulses of desire, the impulse to think, the impulse that brings up thoughts, the impulse to hear and understand what I'm saying. And as you notice these arisings of desire or impulse behind thought or behind feeling, just notice them and recognize that just as the heartbeat is taking place, just as breathing is happening, the life of the body is being lived, is being supported by this divine invisible force that runs through your visible embodied experience.